Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We were monitoring his conditioning and how the game went for him. It was the first time, but he's a highly conditioned guy. We weren't moving the ball fluidly enough in the first half where it became an issue. And so that's really where it captured your attention early in the game. You know, you burn a lot of fuel as a young guy early in the game, anxiety and so forth. And so it became less of an issue as the game wore on. He settled down. We found our rhythm. And so I was happy with how that transpired and unfolded. And the same could be said for the quality of his play as the game unfolded.
Mike Tomlin on the Fan Hotline, presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. His analysis of Najee Harris's NFL maiden voyage. He played every offensive snap. The numbers, under 50 rushing yards, 45. The top rookie rushing performance of week one, Malzi. Do you know who had it?
Nope. No, I don't.
Do you think it was Najee?
No, hold on.
I got to think. Rookie running backs right now. No ETN.
Out for
Javonte
the year.
Williams.
Yeah, I was
Javonte
say,
Williams.
What,
wrong.
What'd Denver do? No? All right.
He had 45 yards just like Harris. Melvin Gordon went over 100 yards for them because he had a 70-yard run.
Which rookie am I forgetting right now?
Please tell me. Was it Michael Carter?
Nope. Tevin Coleman got the lion's share of the work there with the New York
Jets. Please tell me it was an undrafted player.
A James Robinson type?
Yeah. Please tell me it was somebody
kind of,
like fifth or sixth or later.
Oh, okay.
Not Kenneth Gainwell.
A guy that'll be the number one pickup in fantasy football this week. And I'm going to whisper this because I don't want the guys in our league.
What division? Oh, what division?
NFC West?
Yep.
Oh, shoot.
Is his last name Murray?
No.
No. Wait.
Elijah Mitchell.
Mitchell. That's what I was thinking of, Elijah Murray. Yeah.
Six-round pick. Over 100 yards because Raheem Mostert got injured again.
And he's going to be out for about 8 weeks with cartilage problems.
The 49ers,
yeah, I saw that. It was a knee.
The head coach, his last name is Shanahan, which means
Elijah Mitchell, 1,000 yards, baby.
One cut, just like they had in Denver all those years. It got Terrell Davis into the Hall of Fame.
Elijah, don't call me Alandis Gary Mitchell.
Woo!
Plug and play.
I know. I was reading PFF this morning, and he was like the number two pick him up right now if you still can guy.
Arthur, why can't, if it's that easy, if guys go into Raheem Mostert, Garoppolo throws it eight times in an NFC championship game, and this guy that was on practice squads runs him into the Super Bowl, okay?
Okay.
Like, we watched guys like Forsett do the same thing with
Alex
Houston.
Collins, another guy.
Guys
right?
like that, yeah. right? So if that system allows for running backs really to come out of nowhere and be productive, why don't the Steelers use a blocking scheme like that? If it's so...
Well, put it like this. Some of it is the system, but at the same time, some of it is the personnel. And what I mean by that is the O-line. Sometimes the O-linemen, in terms of San Fran, they have legitimate guys up front. That tends to help them out. When Atlanta was doing those same things, you remember how their O-line was back with Alex Mack and that company? They had a good group up front as well. Right now, we could take that same philosophy. In fact, we could call the same plays verbatim. We don't have the same personnel up front right now, and I think that's a bigger difference. The running back part, I do think to an extent you can plug and play certain guys. Now, they'll have different limitations, but as a whole, you can get away with it if you got the guys up front with that type of system. But number one, we don't want to run the ball that much. You got to be committed to running the ball to do that
said,
type of stuff.
But the owner said differently.
Come on now. We know what he said. But we, at the same time, we know when it's time to call these plays and you're on the field, what we're seeing, it's not always the case there. Now, I do like with Matt Canada. At least he has stuck with the running game a little bit more. But to me, I think you have to do it a lot more frequently. But you can't do that and stay on track with the group that we currently have up front.
How many first-round guys do the Niners have starting for them, to Arthur's point? Trent Williams. They got McGlinchey. He's a first. Mm-hmm. Alex Max, a former first-round pick. I mean, I'm just looking through
the
it here.
Lakin
Tomlinson is a first-round pick.
They've invested heavily in their offensive line.
Even when you go to Cleveland. Same concept.
Big
Look
money
at Cleveland.
And big picks.
Absolutely.
And big pedigree.
Yes.
Is the other thing. Like, if listen.
Even if a guy's in a top pick, if he's a second contract or a guy that we know, hey, look, when Dotson signs his deal a couple years from now, we're not going to be over here saying, well, he's only a fourth-round pick. No, we're going to say, man, this is Dotson. He has the new contract. We expect him to play like
that. Would you say Shanahan's system is good enough when it looks good, Pony, that you feel like almost unstoppable? In running terms, like it just dictates terms to the opposition.
I mean, we've seen them win a playoff game.
It put Terrell Davis in the Hall of Fame because he lasted just long enough, right?
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just fully in support of Arthur's point here about pedigree and about the talent of the linemen individually. Because if it was such a great system that was also so easy to implement,
everybody—that's
what I mean.
Every
single team
in the NFL would run it, and that's why you can't actually have that because there's only so many guys good enough to get out.
I want to go back to what Arthur said about the commitment to the run game.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see a big philosophy change in that week one, and yet the Steelers are able to go on the road and beat a team that's considered a Super Bowl contender.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they stole a game like that without relying on the run,
mm-hmm.
what impetus do they have to become more of a run first team?
Well, you would hope within the staff when you self scout that because we know as fans, you don't care about variables. This is when you go to the narrative of they don't ask how, they just ask how many. It doesn't matter. Style points, we got it done on the road, contender. If you're the team, though, you can't take that approach. You have to be real and say, well, look, how often are we going to be able to rely on a punt block for a touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
How often are we going to be able to rely on a team just showing arrogance in terms of when they want to go for it and the style of plays in which they're going to do that?
You mean throwing the ball backwards to Breida on 4th-and-1?
Mm, exactly. Without even thinking about checking the play
either. Now, I know
you
tailgated before mm-hmm. that game, so I don't know what was in your system, but you must have thought you were hallucinating.
By then, I definitely thought I was hallucinating. I'm like, yo, I definitely see
you
that.
You ever seen a guy turn and actually throw a pass backwards?
No. I've watched this game now 3 times since then.
And you still don't understand that play.
And I still can't believe it. I'm like, first off, why wouldn't you have a check in place? If you see in terms of Cam Sutton, when he doesn't run over it, that lets you know, hey, look, they're not playing man right here, so we are not going to have this edge. Check the play. To me, I'm like, that's arrogance on Josh and the coordinator because clearly y'all went out there and said, hey, Pony, we are running this throwback little play regardless of what they show up in. This is what we're going to run. You can't do that, but you saw the arrogance throughout the whole game by them.
Yeah.
The whole time, not just on the players, the coaches as well, man.
I mean, to Pony, your question, though, about why would you try to get more of a running game going when you snuck out of there? I mean, you said it first. Were your words, you got away with it?
Yeah, you said you stole one.
Yep.
That was your words.
Danny, are you Andrew T. Filippone going to bank on Danny Smith's special teams?
Come on now.
Blocking you a punt that you scoop and score?
Yes. Is Danny Smith?
Every week? Of course not.
Come on, man. I'm bringing him 30 pieces of Bubblicious pre-chewed already, so there's no flavor the way he likes it.
Bazooka Joe.
You better believe it. Come on now.
I mean, that I would think got away with it there is kind of the Freudian slip that you probably just meant on purpose. And they got away with it. They went into a hostile environment. Their quarterback played 30 minutes like the rest of the offense asleep. He made enough plays to get them a win. They had a circus catch on a great throw in the corner of the end zone to get their only offensive tutter.
Yep.
And then Danny Smith's guys did their thing. That's not sustainable, is my point.
Remember how Tomlin said, I guess it was to his buddy Stephen A. last week, about how they were so pass heavy because they needed to do what was required to get them out of stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he pretty much said, if we do this a lot, it's going to catch up to us. But at the time, I didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In week one, they pretty much did that in Buffalo. They decided that they could not run the ball, even with a first-round pick, and were in shotgun every single play. Every one. But what scares me is they won. So does Roethlisberger say, look, guys,
but did they,
I told you, this is what we need to do.
Did they win because of him in the way that we were construing it Titans and Ravens games last year?
He made clutch plays, man.
But did he have huge numbers? No.
But this is the thing, though. This is how the goalpost will shift when it pertains to Ben. At times, people say he's MVP caliber, right? The best quarterback in the league. Not just in division, in the league, up there with Mahomes and those guys. But then he'll have a game where for three quarters, he was kind of struggling, and then you see him make the main throws in that fourth quarter when we had
Juju,
to have it.
Claypool.
And they will
Deontay for the touchdown.
They will say, give me those final 3 minutes of good Ben over any other quarterback in this league, regardless of the other three quarters. And I think that's where we're always going to have a little bit of a connection right there. Yeah.
There's going to be people who want to cite those things. You want to ask Pony, though, are you nervous that they're going to look at it the same way again that they did last year? You just said it. Last year, you have 16 games of proof that it started well and then it ended in catastrophe. That should be all they need in self-scouting terms to say, hell no, this is not a sustainable way to win.
I want to find... Look, I did not intend for this to turn into like a bash Ben. Because
I would imagine he has to understand.
I don't think he does.
But it's not the Titans and Ravens games where he was putting up numbers.
He
dude.
Got asked before this game about Rooney's comment regarding being more of a run first team, and he gave a smart ass, well, we're gonna run the ball every play. Answer. Like he, for whatever reason, I don't know why. Maybe because they ran the ball and played defense a lot when he was younger and they won Super Bowls, and maybe he felt like he didn't get enough credit for those wins, so he's trying to make up for it later in his career. But he feels like any time he gets asked questions about relying on the run, it's an affront to him. I don't know why.
Well, that's his problem.
He takes that personally, though.
Why shouldn't he when we know that is a shot at him, even though... In the questioning of it, it probably isn't. All offseason, the past year or two now, that has been the knock, right? We've used that in terms of, hey, man, less of you, more of this running game. Less of you, meaning, hey, we don't want to see all that no more. It's not what it used to be. But if you minimize it, it can still look good. So anytime someone brings up running game, yes, it's going to be offensive. That's no different if we said to you, Pony, every time you got to host
less.
The show, hey, look, just 30 minutes less. All right.
Well, they basically do that for me, Arthur.
Just 30 minutes. Just 30 minutes less. That's all we want.
More Mueller, less Pony.
You're going to feel some type of way about that. Especially if you say, man, I've done this. I've won awards for this station.
He's a Marconi
winner. All these people here. Like, what do you mean?
You're right about that.
He's an award winner.
So, you know, at some point, a big run's going to happen, I think. So, you know, guys are just excited for the challenge.
I can't blame.
I think we're going to run the ball about every play.
See?
I can't blame. Okay. Quickly, though, I don't want it to turn to the Ben show because that's not a sustainable way to play. Right. But I can't blame him in a vacuum, observing what he observed in the first half, for saying we've got to do this a different way. Najee Harris did nothing. On 14 carries that weren't his two big ones, for 9 and for 18, he had 18 yards total.
But a lot of football people believe with the run game.
No.
You've got to invest in it.
The Tennessee Titans got blown out 2 days ago? Do you want to know why?
Because they were stubborn with Henry?
They went 1-for-2 for the whole effing game in play action. What did Ryan Tannehill do for the last couple of years that made them lethal? Ran play action and killed people with it. They got stupid and they fell in love with, he's a 2,000-yard back. Ah. That Todd Dowling or whatever, who's their offensive coordinator, man, he's already should be on the hot seat.
See,
they fell in love with the idea that Derrick Henry's the hammer first, second, third, fourth quarters, and not that, oh yeah, we have a guy that cooks people when we do play action.
But you got to remember, Chandler Jones was in that same stadium.
You think maybe
Where did he go to school?
Oh, God.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.